Coronavirus telephone scams. An article from the March edition of Upper Calder Valley Neighbourhood News. Numerous phone call scams are circulating. Scammers will prey on your good nature or your fears as a way to steal your money or your personal information. They will often use coronavirus or a similar reason to convince you the call is genuine. If you receive such a call, terminate it immediately. If you are still concerned, ensure the line is clear before dialing 101 to speak to your local police force. If you can use a different line, like your mobile phone, then please do so, or, alternatively, call a number you know, such as a friend or relative, to make sure the scammer isn't still on the line. Some examples of reports received. I've had several spam phone calls on our landline claiming to be from both BT about my Wi-Fi, as they say I'm having problems and they will cut me off if I don't give them my IP address, details, etc. I don't have Wi-Fi with BT. And also from Amazon about my card being used for a purchase over £1,000. Not true either. But they are all very believable in the moment you answer the phone, if you haven't got your brain in gear. I have just taken a call on my work mobile from an automated caller alleging to be from the National Crime Agency, saying my national insurance number is being suspended due to illegal activity, and if I don't proceed with the call by pressing 4, I will be arrested. I have personally, on my own mobile phone, received a scam phone call and also a text, both yesterday claiming to be from the HMRC, advising that I am entitled to a COVID-19 support grant. I ended the phone call before it got to the point where I was asked for my bank details, and I've reported the phone call to HMRC through their official website. Just had an automated message from HMRC saying that there is a fraud case against me and a warrant would be issued if I didn't press 1 to connect, which I didn't. All these types of phone calls are scams. Criminals seeking to defraud people out of money use emails, phone calls and text scams to try to trick people by using scare tactics. By pressing 1 or pressing 4, you could potentially be connected to a premium rate number with extortionist rates. HMRC will never contact you in this way. If you are at all concerned, then our advice would be to go directly to the HMRC website and look for genuine contact numbers. Please do take care if you receive calls from your internet service provider. If you are at all suspicious, end the call. Go to their official website and find the correct number to call back. We are still getting reports from people who are receiving scam emails and text messages relating to the pandemic, in particular vaccinations and testing. Scammers are sending out emails and text messages containing links to websites which appear genuine, such as NHS, and requesting you enter your details to receive the vaccine. There will then be a request for payment. The vaccine is free. You will be never asked to pay. Please do check the Ofcom website for further information about the scams that are in circulation. You can see examples. And finally, writes Paul Suthers, remember that people with sight loss are particularly vulnerable, as they may not be able to see the number coming up on the phone before answering, or struggle to read the text or email in full, which could result in accidentally connecting to a fraudulent link hidden in the message.